scouts. A female fidus, so she stay away though 14 days. But from the text here, it appears that the Ramban says that if a woman miscarries a male fetus after the 40th day, if the miscarried fetus is a male and the fetus is, let's say, 45 days old, so then the mother is male-aided. But if the miscarried fetus is a female and it happens on the 45th day, then she is not male-aided. Only if she miscarries it, the cholapoches on the 81st day. But that has nothing to do between male and female. I mean, that has to do with the eliteia, but it has nothing to do. There is no distinction between a male fetus and a female fetus insofar as the shiur of memyeim is concerned. Shiur of memyeim, so the Gemara says in Ideh that if a woman miscarries a fetus who is 39 days old, 30 days old, less than 40 days old, so then it's kimayibal. It's like huachipil. It's not considered a miscarriage. It's like huachipil. It's kimayibal. But if the fetus is 41 days old, so then it doesn't make any difference whether the miscarried fetus is a male or a female. As long as he's more than 40 days old, so he's an Uber. If he's less than 40 days old, he doesn't even have a Chalish and Uber. It's nothing. So here he says, Ey, because Eino Ishot Meyoreide, Achin Gomeir, Tsuras Avlat, ואין צורוסי נגמרס בפוחס ממלף לזוכור ופיאלף לנקבן. לפיכוך אם ידעס בבירו שיפילו תיך הזמן הזה תהירו מתווסלעים. In other words, if let's say the fetus is 45 days old, 60 days old, 70 days old, 75 days old, 79 days old, and it's determined that the miscarried fetus is a female, so the mother is not male lady. She is not a soul of the Bible for 14 days. That he mentioned the name of the Rambam, and that's very strange. It's inexplicable. So he says, "Lifichoch imidaz bebiro sheipilo tichazman hazeh teiro mitmasvayde." Vizehu das Rambam. Avo mitichag mora yireh, deleish nezocha, leish nekeve, shovim memye. So, Memeil de Bes Yosef says, that nuscho mutes nizdamno le balatur, in the Ramban doesn't say it. Umashi Kosov Rabbeinu Sharamban Posak in Kevel Lipeyalev Sefer Mutan is Damalei. I mean, and that's the Pashtes. I mean, that's it. That's it. Couldn't be that that's Ramban Shiva. All right, but the two had such a girse in the Ramban. That's a very strange shit. I mean, it cannot be explained. Avol mitichad mora yire the leishne zocho the leishne mikivo. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, even in the cave, if it is many days old, so then it has a din of a new bear, and the mother is nailing. Hamapeles kinin dogim ushchotzi min ateiro einot meyolede. Vaafilu kinin behemo chayorei psot. One cloud is that if the miscarried fetus is less than 40 days old, so we don't care as to the tzure, as to the shape of the fetus. Because if it's less than 40 days old, he is not a nuga, he's nothing. It's kimayibal. So, mimele, let's say, according to the Rambam, if somebody performs an abortion upon a woman, so he's either nisaritzicha, according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, it's a heavy or not. But according to the Rambam, there is an Issa Ritzicha. But everybody will be made that if the abortion is performed upon a fetus that is less than 40 days old, that's not a nefesh. It's Kimaya Baume. There is no, of course there is an Issa, but not an Issa Ritzicha. Not an Issa Ritzicha. So if the fetus is less than 40 days, then the mother is not male lady. Even if the fetus has a shape, Suppose, I mean, I don't think that that's possible, but suppose it will be possible, and the miscarried fetus is 39 days old, but he has already the facial expression. I mean, that's impossible. I mean, a fetus that is 39 days old cannot have a human expression in the face. It doesn't even have the face yet. But suppose it will be possible, so the mother will still not be male, because that's aloche, it's kimayimah. But then there's another aloche. Even if the fetus is more than 40 days old, but if he does not have any human expression, if the miscarried fetus is in the form of dogim or shchotzim or of a behemoth, if he looks like a behemoth, the miscarried fetus, even though it's more than 40 days old, so the mother is not meyaleda. Is not meyaleda. Now, in Gemara, the Mishneh Daf Chof Aleph in Nideh, the beginning of Mapelas. So the Mishneh says, Hamapelas min behemo chayovev bein tmeim bein teirim im zocho teishef li zocho vim nikevo teishef li nikevo vim ein yodua teishef li zocho u nikevo. Divar Rab Meir, v'chachomim emrim kol she'em bei mitzuras odom enivlat. Darwin, so he mentioned that as a raya for his theory of evolution, but to my simple mind, it's just nonsense. He says the fact that in the embryonic development, so there are certain stages when the embryo, the human embryo, looks like a fish, and sometimes there are certain stages when the human embryo looks like a frog, and sometimes when it looks like a behemoth, chayo veiv. So of course, I mean, what kind of a ray is it? That was Chazal saying the Midrash that this is the reason as to why a human embryo goes through such stages, to tell the human being that he shouldn't be arrogant, because at the beginning of his embryological development, he looks like a fish, he looks like an insect, he looks like a behemoth, he doesn't have to be arrogant. All right, anyway, so there is a machlokes here between Rav Meir and Chachamim. So Rav Meir says, Hamapeles min behemoth chayoveiv bein tmeim bein teirim im zocho teishef li zocho v'im nikevo teishef li nikevo. V'im yodua teishef li zocho ru nikevo. Divar Rav Meir. V'chachomim emrim, kol she'im bei mitzuras odom enivlat. Kol she'im bei mitzuras odom enivlat. So the Chachomim say that when he should be a lady, only if he has mitzuras odom. But if he doesn't have mitzuras odom, if he has mitzuras behemo, and in certain stages in the embryonic development, so the human embryo has this the tzure of a behemoth, so mimele, he's not male. According to Rav Meir, only if she's mapeles min behemoth chayoveiv. But suppose she's mapeles kimin dogim, so then even Rav Meir is made it, that the mother is not male. Why is there a difference? So it's a question of Gzeiras HaKosov. So the Gemara says, oh. So Shmuel says, my time is the Rav Meir Aroyu v'nemro be'yitzire k'odom. So by Beheime, so Yitzire is mentioned in the Torah in Bereishis. But in connection with Gogim, Yitzire is not mentioned. This is how Shmuel explains Rav Meir. Then Rabbi Yechanan explains Rav Meir, daf chof dimu, hani time Rav Meir, hoyu v'ineyem deimis k'shel odom. Because there is a certain feature, the naiv. So the Beheime or Chayoveiv bears a similarity to the eyes of a human being. So Mimele, because of that, the mother is Mele. In other words, it is indicative of how advanced the embryological development is. So because of that, Rav Meir says that the mother is Meyaleide if she is Mapeles, Kimin, Beim Chayobe. But according to Chachamim, even if she is Mapeles, Kimin, Beim Chayobe, if not, but only if she is Mapeles, Kimin Odom. What does it mean, Kimin Odom? Kimin Odom, it means Tsuras Aponim, Tsuras Apartzif. So the Chachamim Emrim Kol Shein Beim, Daf Chof Gimel Omed Beis, Chachomim Emrim Kol Shein Beitzuras Odom Emim Eit Meyaleide Omer Avir Meyer Barabe. So Meitzach Omer Avir, in other words, so Avir Meyer Barabe says it all depends upon the face. In other words, if the goof is Tayosh Uponof Odom, so even according to Chachomim the mother is Meyaleide, but if the face is the face of a Tayosh, not of an Odom, even though the whole goof, the legs, the hands, are of an Odom, the miscarried fetus. So, has the goof of an Odom, but the face of a Behemo, so then she's not male. She's not male. There is a very remarkable Yerushalmi in Eden. That is in Yerushalmi, Perigimu of Nide. Yerushalmi is classified to Halochas. So, Halocha Beis. So the Yerushalmi says as follows. The Rosh in Nide Daf Chof Gimel mentions the Yerushalmi. So, the Yerushalmi says as follows. Dimar Rabbi Yaso, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, kuli odom, uponov behemo enivad. If the whole goof has the form, the shape of another, and but the face is the face of a behemo, enivad is not a vlad, the mother is not male lady, even though it's more than 40 days. That's the halacha. Kuli behemo uponov odom, but suppose the whole goof is the goof of a behemo, but the face is of an odom, vlado, then the mother is male. Then the Yerushalmi continues. Kuli odom uponov behemo, so even if he's emed v'kere patero, in other words, let's say, if the goof looks like of an odom, but the ponim looks like as of a behemo, even if it stands before the Torah, he got an aliyah. So Eime de Kiri Bateiro, Eimrim le Beilish b'shachtecha. So we can tell him, come, we'll shecht you. In other words, he has a din of a behemo. Kuli behemo upon avodom. So in other words, suppose the whole goof has the form of a behemo, but the face is the face of an odom. Eimed v'chirish besode ve'emrim lei bei v'chalei tzoyabe. Now here, the Yerushalmi doesn't talk of a miscarried fetus. I mean, how could a miscarried fetus be aimed? Vikereya batero, I mean, he mentioned such a motion. But apparently, it's possible. Everything that Chazal mentioned is possible. Just because we don't know it, it doesn't mean that it's impossible. So now, I mean, until the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, so no one knew of such a thing, that a human being, that a woman should give birth to a child who should look, who should have a monstrous appearance. In other words, the goof of a behemoth and the face of an Adam, or vice versa. It never happened. Anyway, there is no record. But shortly after the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, so it was mentioned in all the newspapers. So they even had pictures in the New York Times. I remember having looked at the pictures of babies who were born to women in Hiroshima, so who had a monstrous appearance. Some babies had the form of an animal, the goof of an animal, and the face of a human being, and vice versa. And the scientists said that that's because of the radiation. So you see, I mean, that everything that Chazal mentioned is possible. Now, here the Gemara mentions in regard to a miscarried fetus, that we know, I mean, that a miscarried fetus sometimes can have a form of a behemoth, of an oaf, of a fish, everything. But no one ever knew until it happened in Hiroshima that it's possible that for a woman to give birth to a child with this monstrous appearance of the goof of a human being and the face of an animal, or vice versa. So the Yerushalmi says, Kuli Odom uponav behemo, eimid v'keira b'teiro, even if he's eimid v'keira b'teiro, ve'emrele beili shochtecho. Kuli behemo uponav odom, eimid v'keira ish, besode, ve'emrele beili chaleitz, o yave. So in other words, if someone is born with the face of a human being and the goof of a behemoth, he has a din of a human being, and he can even be chilitz, and he can even be miyav. The prichodo shil cheshchite, and the primigodim shil cheshchite, so mention that Yerushalmi, and they understand it kipshite. They are some achenim, and the Rosh mentions this Yerushalmi in Nida Daf Chof Gimel, and we also, it appears from the Rosh, that he understands it Kipshuti. But there are some achenim who explain the Yerushalmi bit mio, and they say like this, in other words, they are machmir. Because if we understand, if we explain Yerushalmi b'nechuse, so then there is a terrific kule, that if a woman will give birth to a monstrous child whose face, whose goof is of a human being, but the face is of an animal, then we can even shecht it. I mean, that's what it is. So the Asam Achenim who explained the Yerushalmi, they could not make peace with such a Yerushalmi. So they explain the Yerushalmi, the Asam Achayim explain the Yerushalmi, beat me up. And they say as follows, Kulei Odom uponav behemo, eimid, suppose that he's eimid v'kir v'teiro, ve'imrim le'ibay l'shochtecho. Impossible. In other words, that there is an Issa Ritzich. So in other words, according to that pshat in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is saying that if a woman gives birth to a child, even though he has a monstrous appearance, he has a din of human being. Even though the Chachomim say that if she miscarries, doesn't make any difference, miscarries or doesn't miscarry. So then. And the shape of the face is not of a human being, she's not male lady, so that's a halachic male lady. according to these achayim. So that since this is such an aberrational phenomenon, so there is no halacha of tumas leichem. Such an aberrational phenomenon, so there is no halacha of tumas leichem. But it doesn't mean that if the child has the face of a behemoth, so it's muta teshach. But the pashtus haloshen and the way the Rishonim, the Rosh, and then the Ozeruah understood the Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi is saying that according to the Chachomim, if a woman gives birth to a living child with a monstrous appearance, so it all depends the shape of the face. If the shape of the face is the shape of a human being, so then he has a din of a human being. And that's the reason as to why she's violated. But if the shape of the face is not of a human being, so Mimele, he does not have a din of a human being. Even though it's after mem days. So then Reb Meir says she's meyaleide. But according to Rabbonon, she's not meyaleide. So even if it's after memyein, but if the facial expression is not of a human being, she is not meyaleide. But voyidne sheino nebkiyim mitzuras avlad, bikulom cheishishes, livlad utmeyes leide bisofik, im vaday zochot meyeshivo, vim nikeivo isofik nikeivo et meyidam. Since we are not keen in these shapes, so if the fetus, the miscarried fetus, is mem yeim, so then we are cheshish lahachmi, or maybe it had the form of a human being. Alright. V'chein ha-mapeles chticho ben liveno ben shomareis v'yish b'etzem v'yad v'regel v'sandal v'vlat shevesh niotum v'yber yesh yish lo v'izgabin v'yishetroiz v'chulom yesh lo yimitume shal mikevo. In connection with the placenta, suppose that a woman miscarries a placenta, in other words, if a woman miscarries a placenta or an afterbirth, so b'chol inyan neislo yemitume. But then, Yoldov Hakeni Pilo Shalye, and Cheshish in the Menu of Vladach. Suppose that she gave birth to a child, and then she miscarried the placenta. And Cheshish in the Menu of Vladach. And Lotel in Aso, Bivlachi Yoldo Quo, Atrov Gimogay. That's a Gemara. Also, that Chokimu Nid. Bamedvom Amirin, that's just a coincidence. Bamedvom Amirin, Kishi Yoldov Lachal Kayom, Avoli Midipilo Nefel Tchilo, Ein Terimbo. Hashalye Shipilo Achakei, Vichisheshes Nishalyo Litenlo, Yimitume Shomikevo. Im Yotso Hashalye Tchilo, Ein Terimiso Bivlacha Terimbo Achakei, Afilu Mekayomo. Hamapeles musbeimo chayoveiv ושאל יוקשור בו אין חיישישים לבדך ואם אין יוקשור בו חיישישים ואם הוא הוולד הנדמה זוכר צריכו למנעיס ימי תומו של נקלו בשביל השאלי היולדס בשביל השאלי היולדס טומטום ואנדרגנס נעיס so you don't know whether it's a זוכר נקלו נעיס לי ימי תומו של נקלו מי שלא היו בחזקס מוברס וירגישו שאיפילו ואין ידעס מה הרי זה תמי עולה וחישש שמו נקי ואויס ומי מסי מי מן לבלד ימיתו מביטרה אם יוצא כדרה כדרך חישי דרך חישי so מי שיוצא ריף פתח תי חושב כיום because if the child emerges in the natural way with the head first so then the moment the head came out, so then it's considered yot. Bein in yotzo chai yoy mes, vafu yotzo mechut arivoy, mi she yotzo reiv rei shei choshev yot. Vafu yotzo ligamu lechutz. Elo that's a gemore also. Elo mi she idaf chov gimu, in ide. Elo mi she heitzi reiv rei shei, chutz li preiz deya, choshev yot. In other words, the gemore says that if the child had did not emerge as yet. But when someone stands near to the woman who is in labor, he can hear the baby crying. So that's a raya that the head of the baby already emerged from the moker and even from the praise there. It's not clear what it means, chuzl praise there. I suppose that chuzl praise there means outside the cervix. So in other words, because if the head of the child hadn't being outside the cervix, so then one who stands near the woman wouldn't be able to hear the crying of the baby. So Mele, if the it's heitzi riv reishe chutz l'preizde here, even though it didn't come outside, the head of the child is in the vaginal canal, so still it's considered yot. Choshev kiyot. Yotzo mihupach, kigin she yotzo derech magaleisov, eine choshev kiyot. Little Yemitari, Ache Yeitze Revavat, Beinim Chai Oimes, Oisholom Mechutach. So, in other words, lady is constituted in one of two ways. If the lady is in the natural way with the head, so the moment the Rosh comes out, even though the major part, the whole goof, is still inside, so she is considered yod. But if sometimes the baby comes out the other way, with the legs first. So Mimele, then only if the Rov HaGuf came out. So even though the head is still inside, it's also yot. Avo mishiyotzo yivarechot v'mei oleide. In other words, that's mid rabon. So, in other words, mid raise it's not considered leide until the head comes out, or the Rov HaGuf comes out. But mit Rabbonon ligabe Tumas Leide, so the moment one Eiver comes out, so mit Rabbonon, she's already Tmei. Mit Rabbonon. So Milchum. Avo Mishiyotzo Yivarecho, that's all the Gemara says there, Dafrof Gimel, Dafrof Dalet, Dafrof Ei, Inil. Avo Mishiyotzo Yivarecho Tmei Leide. Hoi so Mikasho Leilet, Vishomu Keli Shel Avlad, Choshev Kiyomot. Why? That's the Gemara I mentioned. Yefsher Shaloi Heitzi, Reishe chutz l'preize. Heitzi yodei raglei ve'arziro harei zet mei oleide. Ve'inei sin lei yimitare achi yivoli. Ha'yiledes te, because mid-reise it's not considered leide just because one eiver emerged. But mid-rabonon vis-a-vis tumas leide, so she becomes lei. She becomes lei. Achi yivoli. Ha'yiledes te eimi v'isho v'lad acha chavere. Now, as far as Tumas Nidi is concerned, so then we don't need any lady. So a woman becomes Neo Mitzat as a Nido the moment the dam begins to be shaces, to drip, even before the lady. But that will make her only Tmeo for 7 days. But in order to become Tomei Mitzatumes Leide, so even without that, even if it's a lady abeshti, so then there has to be lady. So the halacha is mit. So mit reise, the tumas lady will begin only when the head of the baby comes out, or the rivaguf. But mit the rabbonon, so the tumas lady begins the moment the one eva comes out. Suppose the baby pushed out one eva, and then it pushed it back. That's also possible. And then the real lady will take place 3 weeks later. Let's say, suppose, such an example. So if dam wasn't chasing, so she is not a nido. And then on the score of Tumas lady midraise, there was no lady. But midrabonon, she'll be tummy for 14 days because of the possibility maybe that Eiver, that the Uber that pushed out the Eiver for a while and then pushed it in, so pulled it back, so maybe it's in the cable. So the mainland with Rabbonon, the Tumas Leide begins the moment the Uber pushes out one Eiver. So even if it is pulled back. Now, have you let us tame him? Suppose she gives birth to a twin. Vishov Vlada Chachavere. Mishayotzo orishin tnei oleid. Yotzo vachei mein loy mishas yitziosi. Vimo yorishin nikar mau im zohor en ikevo. Vashein en nikar im vlad oi zohor en ikevo. Mein loy shvuayin. Yemeitume min hashem. Shemo nikevo hoyo. Vimeitare min orishin. Tare min orishin. Lechum. Yeitze der Deifen im Eteiro Ligamre Milede Venide Vizivo Afriyotza Dam Imei. Now, what it means Afriyotza Dam Imei, shouldn't make the mistake. It means Afriyotza Dam Imei Derech HaDeifen, not Chas V'Sholem. If the dam drips the natural way, so then she's an Ido, even though she was a Yitze Deifen. So maybe there is no Tumas Leide, but if dam comes out from the Mokeya, so then she is a Nide because of the dam. But suppose no dam came out from the Mokeya, through the vagina no dam came out, but only Derech HaDeifen, so then she's not a Nido, because, and Mitzat Leide, so since it's their defense, so there is no lady either. But normally, not normally, I suppose 99%, if not more, so whenever a child is delivered through a cesarean operation, so there is dam that drips abundantly, the natural way. So maybe she is in Nido for 7 days, on the score of Nido. All right. Now, yes.
Just be totally wrong, Machloket, the Ramon, but Yosef, as far as that marker, because there is a bleeding marker, and...
No, what do you mean? You're talking about...
As far as the Yosef open, yes.
No. So normally, even though... So you have dam that bleeds Derech HaDeifen, that comes out Derech HaDeifen, and there is dam that comes out in a natural way, and that's not a marker.
I mean, it's possible that the dam from the cesarean goes out the other way too, no?
What?
Goes out Derech.
Yeah, but that's possible. That's possible that the dam of the cesarean comes, I mean, for the operation will come the natural way. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor. You have to ask a doctor. But there is natural dam that comes out. So maybe she is neither on that score. Yeah, you let us a few roas of dam. Mitzat HaKonas Rav Zeire, that everybody agrees. That every Yildes today has a din of Yildes B'Zeire. That's the essence of the Takone. I mean, because no matter when the riyah takes place, it's considered a sieve. It takes place in the Yimei Ziva, even though we know it's even eating. And even though there was just one riyah, not three riyahs on three successive days. So every eldest, mitzat hakonetz Reb Zeira, has a status of yiladez b'zeiv. So memele, she has to count Yimei Leide, and she has to count Zayinikiyah. So Yimei Leide, Tumas Leide, she has to count, if it's a Zoho, 7 days, if it's in the cave of 14 days, Zaynikim, so whether it's a Zohar or in the cave, she has to count Zaynikim. So she has to realize every illness today, Bizman Hazeh, has to realize two counts. The count of Yimileide, Yimitumas Leide, either 7 or 14, and the count of Zaynikim. The Vayulis, the cave of Yishem Shulayim Leide, Vizaynikim, Vizive, Yimileide, Shem Zayn, Lizoho, Vyudalim Kave, Miroasoben, Eilin li svira zivoso, vim shomu zaynikim v'seich yudal min keive, harei zu asuro ad leil tesvo. Vim tov lo keidem lachein lo yolzo lo tvile. Naturally, tvile before the yimei leide terminates, so is ineffective. But the mechaba passes, the mechaba definitely passes, like Robin, that yimei leide shein reya ben eilin li svira zivoso. Who paskins like Abaye, Rabbi Netan? So the Mechaber certainly does not paskin like Rabbi Netan. How does the Ramah paskin? So there is some argument between the poskim as to whether the Ramah also paskins like all the other Rishonim, like Rove, or perhaps the Ramah paskins like Rabbi Netan. Now we'll soon see. Ulacha zayin lizocho, v'yudalud l'kevo, muteres libaylo miyad. מאחר שסופרו זין נקי ולא יחוזרו וירועז. It seems to me that there are more paskins like Abaye, like Rav Netan, because the Ramah says ולאחר זין לזוכו ויודלת לנקיבו מותרס לבילו מיד מאחר שסופרו. So he says לאחר זין לזוכו יודלת לנקיבו Muteres libaylo miyad miyachas shesofro zaynikim. Pashtes aloshim is mashma that the sfira zaynikim comes after the zayin lizocho and after the yudalot nikim. After the yudalot nikim. That's only if we abaye. If we pasken like Rav Netan, that this is one of the algigam. But if we pasken like Rove, so then the Sfira Zaynikim doesn't have to follow the count of the Yemitumas Leide. It can be before that. Let's say she gave birth to a Nikevo, and then she stopped bleeding after a few days, and then she had clean days, and she didn't bleed anymore. So then, on the night of the 15th, she can be Develes and be Muteres Lebailo, if we don't pass like a Mai. But if we pass like Abaye, even if she stopped bleeding after 2 days, after 3 days, so and she didn't bleed anymore, so she still cannot be Tivelis. She cannot be Tivelis on the night of the 15th. But she has to be Tivelis on the night of the 22nd day, as of the lady. Because Yimileide Shinereya Ben in the Elis Lisviras Yimei Zivos. So in other words, only on the 15th she can start the Zayinikim. So she on the 15th she starts the first day of the Zayinikim. So 14 plus 7 is 21. So then she can be Develes on the night of the 22nd. So there is a machlekes achrei. But how the Ramah passes? But Pashtes Aloshin of the Ramah is that he does with. Even though the Mechaber explicitly doesn't pass like Rav Netan, he says the Feirish like that. But from the Ramah's Loshen that he says, Ulacha Zayin Lizocho, V'yudalet Linkevo, Muteres Libaylo Miyad, Mi'acha Shesofro Zayin Likim, V'lechozro V'ro Aso. So he says, Muteres Libaylo Miyad, Mi'acha Shesofro Zayin Likim. But you can explain it, Miyad, Miyacha, Shesofro Zaynikim, as long as before that she already was Sefer Zaynikim. So then it means that Ramah doesn't pass to like Ramita. All right. Well, so there are two pshat in the Ramah.
The Torah seems to say that the Ramah is passing like the Rava, because he says in Dalit, you may lay the Kulu, and Tosfos, the buyer, the post and local of Rabbeinu Tam. Ramah's on the post.
Yeah, so the Gro has reference in the Chabad, and the Chabad there explicitly.
So called posting, would that include Ramah also?
Yeah, all right. Could be. I mean, he doesn't spell out that he means Ramah. Anyway, there is a discussion between the poskim as to whether the Ramah also paskins like Rove or the Ramah paskins like Abaye, because he mentions Miacha Shesofro Zainikin after Leacha Zainu Izocho Vidalinkin. All right. I'm not saying, but there is a slight view. You could say, you can explain Ramah both ways. Either you say Ulacha Zainu Zochid Al Gimeter Balam Yad Miacha, as long as she had already counted Zainikin, or if you explain Miacha as long as immediately upon the expiration of the Zayin Zochid Al Kevo, she counts the Zayin Kim. Miu Yesh Mekemei Shenei Agim Shein Tevrim Techmen Mizocho Ushmenim Linikeu Ushmenim Linikeu Vein Lehatia Bimokeim Sheno Agu Vilehatia bimokim sheno agulahach. So there are certain kemes where they're not in veil. Tichmem lizocho, tichmem lizocho, ushmeinim linikim. Ushmeinim linikim. So the Rambam mentions that minig, and the Rambam says that this is a minig zdukim, and it's a mitzvah to be ekeret. In other words, the Rambam himself says that there is a takones againim not to be bail al damteya. That means if she mamish sees dam yemiteya, so she has to count zayniki, mitzvah takones again. But then the Rambam mentions there is a minig in certain mikemes that even if she doesn't see dam yemiteya, she is separated from the husband in all yemiteya. In other words, that the yeledes zocho is separated from the husband in all of the Memyeim, and the Yeledes Nekevo is separated until after the 80 days are over. So then the Rambam says it's a minhag zdukim, but that his Rambam mentions it. Miu yesh mekemei shenei agim shein tevrim teichmem nizocho ushmeinim nekevo vein lehatia bimokim sheno agulach. אבל במוקים שאין מינג אין להח מכלל. רק מיד, again, רק מיד של אירוע סודם החזיין לזוכו, ויודלת לנקבו, ויסוף רוזיין נקים יותר זלבל. Again, he mentions סוף רוזיין נקים after he mentions after he mentions the count of זיין לזוכו ידל נקבו. Of course, it's no right. Kono right. So the Ramah says, "Vein lehatir b'mokim sheno adlachmir." But according to the Rambam, it's a minhag zdukim, it's a mitzvah lachmir. So, but the Rivosh says that in other words, if there is a minhag lachmir, so then we shouldn't be making. Now, I explained it when we learned meiskusim. So I explained it. How can that Rivosh be explained? So that Rivosh can only be explained. That Rivosh can only be explained if we combine the shite of the Maram Rutenberg in the Reef. It's not so clear that this is the pshat in the Reef, because the Mordechai mentions another pshat in the Reef, that the Reef only says that Reb Zeira was misakein, that if a woman sees dam, he may tell her, so she has to count Zayiki. But the Maram Rutenberg, he explains the Reef differently. He explains the Reef in the sense that the Reef means not that Ries dam, he may tell her, he requires Zayniki. Because that is not an integral part of Takonis HaMabzei. But the Reef has reference to a woman who was Yeledes B'Zeiv, and then she had seven clean days in the Yemeleide or in the Yemeteya, But before she went tefillin, she didn't go tefillin. So she counted 7 clean days in the Yemileide or in the Yemiteya, but she didn't go tefillin as yet. So the Lifshite is that in view of the fact that she wasn't tefillin as yet, since we pass like Bisilel, that Biyemu tefillin tol rachmoneh, so that means that the Yemileide do not terminate and the Yemiteya do not commence, do not begin until she goes tefillin. So the male, if, but the Rif himself passes like Ovid. So even if we accept the Shita of the Rif, the way the Maram Rutenberg explains it, according to the Rif, she's still Muteres. She's still Muteres, Libailo in the Yemeteya. But if we combine the Psak of Rabbi Notam, who passes like Abai, but, and in addition, we accept the Shita of the Rif, that the Riyah in the Yemeteya, prior to Tvile, is Iseres L'mafreya. Why is the Riyah in Yemeteya, prior to Tvile, Iseres L'mafreya? Because the Shita of the Rif is that according to Bezila, that Biyemu Tvile Tol Rachmone. So the Yimei Tumei do not terminate until there is a tefillin. In other words, when the Torah says there is Yimei Tumei of 7 days for Yiledes Zocho, Yimei Tumei of 14 days for Yiledes Nekeivo, that is only expressive of the minimum Yimei Tumei Slei. The minimum Yimei Tumei Slei. But there can be more too. In other words, as long as the woman is not Yiveles, so the Yimei Tumas Lei, they continue. They continue until when? They cannot continue indefinitely, all their life. So they can continue until the expiration of the Yimiteya. What's the Yimiteya? The Yimiteya is 33 days for Yiledes Zocho, 66 days for Yiledes Nekeivo. So in other words, there is a minimum of Yimei Tumei. According to the Shita Zariv, if there is a minimum of Yimei Tumei of 7 days or 14 days, but it does not have to terminate with the expiration of 7 days, only if she is divorced. So Memele, if we combine. So the according to the Rif himself, so there is no requirement of being separated from the husband throughout the Yimei. But in view of if we combine the Shita Zariv and we combine with the Shita Zariv with the Psak of Rabbi Netam, that Halacha is like Rabbi Netam, that Yemilei the Shenerei Ben is so Einelim Lizaynikim Einelim Sneisoroso, and we combine it with the Minik that prevails today, the universal practice. That is also itakone of Kadmeni, that a pnuye should not go tefile. So mainly because of that takone, that a pnuye should not go tefile, so that means that a married woman is not allowed to go tefile either, if she will be asur lebailo after the tefile. And because of that, so women are not neig to go tefile erev Yom Kippur. Actually, women should also go tefile erev Yom Kippur. Why aren't women aig? Because of that mineg et takone, that the pnuye should never go with tefillah. That was nisakin by the kadmeni as a deterrent against. Existed. So they were misaking that the pnuyo should not be allowed to go through. So the mele, the same takone implied not only a pnuyo, even a married woman, if she will not be allowed to be with the husband after the tefillah. So the mele, This is what the Rebbe says. That Yesh Likei Mishenei Agim, Shein Teim Min Tichmem Lezocha Roshmeinu Mukeimo. Why? Because if we combine the Shita of the Rebbe, that B'yemei, according to B'sil, B'yemei Utfil Et Ola Rachmone, so then, the Yemei Leide, the Yemei Tumas Leide, do not terminate until there is a Tfilah. Until there is a Tfilah. So if we don't pass like Rabbi Netam, so then there is no problem. So then there is no problem. Because then, so she could be Tivelis, let's say, Yeliris the cable. And if she stopped bleeding after 2 days, after 3 days, and then she had clean days, so she already realized the count of Zayin Kiyin. She already realized the count of Zayin Kiyin. And Yimitume, according to all the Psak of all the Shemim, except Rabbi Netam, So Yimileide, even though it's Yimitume's Leide, but if there's no dam, so it's ailing ball, it's Sfira Zayin Kiyin. So Mel on the night of the 15th, she came into Veles, Shemitaras Labailo. But if we combine the Shita of Rabbi Netam together with the Shita of the Reef, so Mimele, the Zion Kim, the count of Zion Kim cannot be realized in the Yimelady, even though she didn't see any Dam, but B'yemi U'tfilet Ola Rachmoni, so she has to be Tivelis. So if there hadn't been this Takone, that a Knuya shouldn't be Tivelis, and that a woman should not be Tivelis, if she'll be a soul in Bible after the Tvile, so then there wouldn't be any problem. So she could realize two Tviles. And on the night of the 15th, Yeledes could be Tviles, and then be Asur or be Pereshes from her husband, and be Asur the Bailo for 7 days, and then on the night of the 22nd day, she'll be Tviles again. But there is Itakonis Katmeni, that neither a Pnuye nor a married woman is allowed to go with Tvile if the situation is such that after the Tvile she will not be Meteres L'Bailo, in other words, because of a Mikhshol. So here too, she cannot realize two Tviles. So Mele, so what is the alternative? The alternative is that she should be separated from the husband until the end of Yemiteya. So then we don't say that she cannot start counting the Zayin Kiyin because Yemitumas Leide still continue. Yemitumas Leide cannot continue indefinitely. So there is a limit. So they can only continue until the expiration of the potential Yemiteya. In her case, so it wasn't Yemiteya because she wasn't Tivelis immediately upon the termination of the 7th day or the 14th day. Some Mele, the reverse says, she can only be Tivelis, let's say Yeled Zocho, on the night of the 48th, or Yeled Nekevo, on the night of the 80th. That's the minhag of those kids. So, there are more. So this, again, is a slight diuk, presents a slight diuk, that there are more really paskos like Rabbi Netam. Because if we say that there are more paskos like Rabbi Netam, then we can understand as to why there are more paskos the Rivoshto. But he says, if there is no such minhag, then we cannot be machmir, or we cannot be machmir all the homeless. Abu Mokei, Shei Minhag, Ein Lachmir Klal. You see, it's a shy way of combining the shita of Rabbi Netam with Yochid, and with the shita of the Reef, which is also all the other Shem Machilik and the shita. So we have to combine two shitas that is a shita's Yochid actually, a shita of Mir Treshenim. So if there is such a minhag in a place, fine. But if there is no such minhag, we cannot be machmir all the chumas. Abu Mokim Shem minhag in lachmir klal. Rak miyad shel roa sodam. But if we are going to say that the Ramo paskins like all the other poskim, like Chove, that's true. I mean, all the Rishenim, I mean, except Rav Netam. They all pass like Rome. So then it is strange. Why does he say Veil Hatia? It has no basis, Veil Hatia. I mean, just Noagu, that doesn't mean anything. It has to have a basis in Aloha. Just Noagu without a basis in Aloha doesn't mean anything. So that presents a slight diuk that the Ramah really, really passes like Rabbi. But there is a machlekes achrei, how the psak of the Ramah is. All right. אבל במוקם שאין מנגי להחמר כלל, רק מיד של אירוע הסודם, החזיים לזוכו, וידלת מקימו, וסוף חזיים מקים, ותרס לבית. אבל אם חוזרו ואירוע סו, אף אם לטיפס דם כחל, מיו. אף אגב, דמידראי זה דם תויר הוא, כבר פושט המנג לכל ישראל, שם בילים על דם תויר, ודין של דם חולבו. אז הרבו doesn't want to commit himself, he doesn't want to involve himself. If the machlekes is whether the Takonis Rabzeir applies to it, or Takonis Hagenim applies to it, or it just mean it. But even if we say like the Rishayim, like the Rosh, that it's totally the minik. But now, so in the time of the Rosh, in the time of the Rambam, there were many Mikemes, there was no minik. But now, the Rambam says in the Akimeshe, today, it's a universal minik. In all Tzitzis Yisrael, I mean, there is no difference between Timonim, Sephardim, Ashkenazim. I mean, so it's a universal minhag that in Be'alim al Gamtoi. So Melech has to count Zayniki. Hamapel is b'sich men min cheshes levlad, avul cheshes mishmido, afilu lo yiro aso. Why? Because, so the Ramo explains it. Because we passed like Rabbi Yude, that he actually says, Akev of Leidam. But of course, according to the Rambam, so אפשר לפשוט את הכל הידה ונפקי מיני מיד לאחר שסוף רזיים מקים מותרס ונחשש יש לבד אבל פלס כמין בהימו חיו מאיף וכמין דוגים חגובים ושקוצים ומוסים וכל צורס ועד ושפר ושאל יהיה so in other words so או יכתיך שקורו ויש בעצם אך שוב שאינו נפקים בצורס ונחשש יש לבד so מי קרדית הנה even if it is more than Memyeim, but if we are sure, if we have been sure that the Tzure of the face of the fetus is not the Tzure Sodom in any way, so then she wouldn't be Tmeir's lady. But we are not keen with Tzure Seir. We are not keen with Tzure Seir. And sometimes, as a result of the miscarriage, so the facial features might be crushed, So it's possible that originally the fetus had the facial feature of a human being. But then, because of the miscarriage, so it was crushed. So mimele, we have to be cheshish. So cheshish is levad. So as long as there is a possibility that the fetus is memyeim, or suppose we know that the fetus is not memyeim, then she doesn't have to count Yimei Lady. Cheshesh Levad, Vim Kolu Zayin Kim, Misich Yudal Ad Yeiv, Im Tovo, Kedem Leil Teslov, Loi Olso Letvile. Why? Because of the possibility, maybe it's an Ikeivo. Yoldo Vlad Chai, Vahakim Ipilo Shalye. Suppose she gave birth to a living child, and then she miscarried. She miscarried the placenta in Cheshesh Levadachi. Elatela Yisom Bivlaji on the Kvo. Atchov Gimuyei. That's the Mitzies. Avalim Impilo Nefel Trilo in Telem Biyashali Shimpila Hakach. Vicheshesh Lishali Litmo Yimei Tume Shalikim. Yotza Shali Trilo in Telem Yisom Bivlaji Telem Hakach. Afilu Mekayome. Vicheshesh Lishali Litmo Yimei Tume Shalikim. So in other words, he first emerged a placenta, and then she gave birth to a real child, or miscarried the child. So then we don't attribute, since the placenta emerged before the birth of the child, so mainly we don't connect the placenta with the subsequent lady. And we say this placenta emanates as a result of a miscarried fetus. So Mimele, and that Niskalit Fites might have been in the cable. So Mimele, even though the Ben Kayome, the child that she gives birth, is Izocho, she still has to count Yudaladye because of the possibility that the placenta was a placenta of a fetus that was in the cable. יוצ סומניק זה שאל ימין רישי ולמיד לא יצא סגיד בייס חששס מין רישי so as far as Tume is concerned אבל אם מיימה אלו מי ימשי so she becomes Asuro immediately but in order to count so she has to count both is לחומרה אין מיני אלו מי ימשי המפל אז מוס בי מחיובי ושאלו קשורה בו יחשס מבלעד אחר ואם אני קשורה בו חשס מבלעד אחר ואף על פי שהוולד הנית מזוכו, חי שישים לתלו ימין תומה של מקיר בשביל השאלי, זה ראש של ריתו. היו אלה סתום תומת רגלס, תסלו ימין תומה של מקיר. הרגישו שהיא פילו ונידע עשמה. אפילו לא יסו בחסק עשמו ברז, הרי זאת מיילדת, וחישש שם מקיר לא יסו. In other words, if she had a sensation, דה הקושי, as if she had a miscarriage. Had a miscarriage. Even though she was not aware, she is caught by surprise. I mean, she was not cognizant prior to that time, to that agoshe, that she is pregnant. So, but since she had that agoshe, if she had that agoshe, in other words, she is a woman who already had been married for some time, so she is in a position to determine the agoshe, that this is the kind of agoshe, the agoshe of a miscarriage. So then, So even though there is no evidence that she is Mubares, so she has to be Chesheshes, Lechum. Harezut Me'eleide v'Chesheshes Shem Nikeivoiz. Nech t'chav lad b'me'ov yotzei v'reiv, v'abin she yotzei l'tzei v'reivorim, she's to the regal v'acher, v'a sheik, v'acher v'a yerech, b'in she yotzei shlui ala sin. Ein et Me'eleide ad she yitzo rubei, v'im yotzei sheik, kuli ke'echod, harezik rubei, v'im nischater v'yotzei k'dalkei, v'shetei tzipidachtei, דהד הריזיקי יורד, אבל פי שנח תרקי, ולא יסוג גם שיוצא לחוץ ממש, אלא אפילו מי שיוצא חוץ לפרייז דהיה. היצאו ברס של דיבר זירי, אם את מיולדת, זה צולמי מדרבון. זה צולמי מדרבון. היסו מקשה לילד. היסו מקשה לילד, ושמוקים של ולד חושב כי יורד, שיהיה אפשר של היצירי שחוץ לפרייז דהיה. הילד עשתה אימים ושאו ולד, אחר חברי כי אם היה חוד כאילו שכזה חמו ואחר אשכזה חמו ושיוצא ראשית מיולדת ומני מיתו מהם משיוצא יצא אחר ומורי שניקה שהוא זוכר ואשר ניקה שהוא מכיר אוי שניקה שני זה אוי שניקה שני זה אם הוא זוכר ניקה ומני משיוצא השני ימיתו מהם ניקה ונבלו את לחומר יצא דייפני אם לא יוצא דרך ואם לא יוצא דם אלא דרך דייפן but not the natural way, only through the incision, the dam came. So you may take on the lady or the needle is able. But if the dam came the natural way, so then of course she's a needle. She's a needle and she has to count Zayniki. Zayniki. All right. Okay. So tomorrow, I mean, Simen Kuf Tzadikei, we'll go over very briefly, and then we'll start Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, and we'll finish it on Wednesday. Simen Kuf Tzadik, we didn't go over inside the pool because I wanted to cover ground, but whenever there was something that the two mentioned, the Mechaber, the Ramo didn't mention, so I discussed it. But there is one thing that the two mentions, and the Mechaber doesn't mention, Mechaber Ramo don't mention. Just for a moment, in connection with the aloche of being tele, in other words, if a kesem was found on a beged that was worn by two women, and the question is, from which woman did the kesem emanate? Woman number one or woman number two? So, if there is no special reason as to why we should say that it emanated from one woman as against the other woman, so we cannot toss a coin, some melee, both are asuris. both Hasrois even go Sveikit Rabbanon is Likule, but when it's Tartan is Hasre, we cannot say Sveikit Rabbanon Likule. We cannot say that both are Mutareis, and to say one and not the other are Maichosis. But if there is a reason as to why we should say this one is Asura, not the other one, then we say it, even though it does not necessarily have to be so. So there is a halacha. So there is a halacha of tailing bimkulkelis. That's one situation. In other words, where one woman who was wearing the same baguette is asura anyway. So we are tailing bimkulkelis. Or if one woman, even if we attribute this kesem to her, she will not be asura. She'll be muteres anyway. So the Shulchan Aruch mentioned in Simen Kuf Tzadik, he should not say Liktano, Sif Memveis. He should not say Liktano, Shalirua Sameilo. In other words, now we are machmir. We count Zaynikin for Damteya. So I omitted to mention that the Torah mentions that there is a machlekes reshenim on that day in respect to Damteya. There is a machlekes reshenim in respect to a ktano shaliruas meilom. In other words, Vilov Shosei, Skrim Shachoisa, Mako, there is no Machlekes. But in respect to Damteya, there is a Machlekes. Now, the Torah is in Daf Sam, in Simen Kuf Tzadik, Daf Samar Zayin. So he mentions. The first line, Daf Samar Zayin in Daf. He shall say Liktano shall roa someilo. Vilofsho Ktano Zul Achashinibalo. Kedem Shehoisa Amako. Oishi Shilose Linavo shall roaso. Vilofsho say Teo Dalaglele is Libiloso. Telebehem. Uteiro. A Philip is Manazé. Shenasin Libsuo. Elo Bilas Mitzvah Bilvad. A Philu Hoche Telebo. Livishedomi Mitsuimbo. Lishdom Mitsuimbo. He shall also be Yisheves al Damteya Telebo. Ye Shemrim da Filo Yidne Name. So the Mechaber just mentioned Bafilo Bismanazeh. He doesn't mention another day. But the two mentions 2 days. So he says, Ye Shemrim da Filo Yidne Name Shemrim al Damteya Telebo. Lifish Nadina Yisheves al Damteya Teiro. Vintis Lebo in Kankil Kolechonme. ואף על פי שהחמירו בני ישראל, שלא ליבל על דמתיה, לעצמו נחמירו, אבל עניין של תצע לחברתו, לא יחמירו. And the Mechaber Paschus like that. That the Raivet says, even though החמירו בני ישראל שלא ליבל על דמתיה, so לעצמו נחמירו, אבל עניין של תצע לחברתו, לא יחמירו. I don't know, when was it, Friday, when I went over the whole simen, I might have said something that is not so. I'm not sure. But I might have said that in this case, where, let's say, the same baguette was worn by one woman, and another woman, so who is in the Yemeteya, and then a kesem was found on that baguette. So the Mechaba says, and that's the Shita of the Raivet. So since we don't know from whom the Kesem emanated, whether from woman number one, she's a regular woman, she's not Yemeitea, or from woman number two, who is Yemeitea, she's a Yehudes, and she's in the 33 days, or in the 66 days. So, and she didn't see that, the woman, the Yemeitea, but she found the Kesem on that Beged, and that Beged was worn by woman number one, who is not Yemeitea, and by woman number two. So the Mechaba paskens that woman number one can be Tele on woman number two. Why? Because she is Yemeitea anyway. So even if the Kesem did emanate from her, she is still Muteres, because Minat Mikra Didine, even if she'll have a real flow of dam, she'll be Muteres. So woman number one can be Taylor and woman number two. So woman number one is Muteres Albayo. I might have said, I'm not sure, that woman number two will also be Muteres Albayo. Because in as much as in regard to her, it's only a minek, not according to the Ramban, but the Ramban is chelik on the din. The Ramban kosav ve'oidne in tailing bo. Why? Because the Ramban shite is, that's the main lotion in Ramban. He's not sure about it, but he is disposed towards that lotion. That counting Zayin Iki for Riyas Dam in Yemeitea comes with intakone of Rabzeire. So Memele, we cannot be Tele. Because you cannot say she'll be with Teres anyway. She's Asur. So the answer is the Raivet holds that it doesn't come within the Takone of Rav Zeire. So it's only Mitzad Minek. So since it's only Minek, so Mimele, since this woman can go to Imoke, if she'll go to Imoke, where they're not Machmir, to count Zaynikim for Rias Yemeitea, so then she'll be with Teres anyway, even if she'll have a real flow. So maybe she can be Tele, even if she doesn't go to Imoke, where they are making in Damtea. So I think I said, so the Pshat in the Raivet is, since it's only Mitzad Minek, it doesn't come within the Takon of Reb Zeire. So in this case, not only woman number one will be Muteres, but woman number two will also be Muteres. But then I looked up, it doesn't say like this. The Nisi Kelim say, no. Yeah, according to the Raivet, so woman number two will be Asur. I said that woman number two will also be Muteres, because after all, there is a possibility that the Kesem emanated from woman number one. But in respect, so Mimele, since it's not within the Gemara, it's only Mitzad Minek, so even though there is a Tartini Sasre, so we can be making even this up. But I saw that in Ezekielin don't say that, even though that wouldn't be unreasonable. Because after all, it is a Sophic. Maybe it emanated from woman number one. But we cannot say it, Sveikit Rabon Likule, because it's out of the Sasra. Because to say that both are Mitoris is a stir. So it's out of the Sasra. But in respect to woman number two, according to the Raivet, that it's only Mitzach Minek. So even though it's out of the Sasra, we can say, Sophic is Likule. But I saw that all the Nisikeli say that according to the Raivet, so woman number one is Asuro, I'm sorry, is Muteres, and woman number two, we are, because woman number one can be Tele in woman number two, and woman number two remains Asuro. So, and the lotion of the Raivet is Va'afal Pishe Yachmiru Bnei Yisrael Shel Rivel Al Damteya Le'atzmon Yachmiru Avolinyan Shel Itatzel Al Chavato Lo Yachmiru. The Ramban Kosav, Yoridne, in Tehillim Bo, in Tehillim. Why? Because it comes within the Takone of the Takone of Rav Zeire. So Meile cannot be Tehillim. Mashiach in the Kone Deraivet, it's only Mitzad Minek. So he says, so the Drisha says, דאפילו במוקים שלא אגויסר, שהרי ביטי להיך, ותקווה דרוסי במוקים שלא אגויתר, תהיה מותר, להיבויר על דמתיה. So, שזה תור במיני גם קיימס, so ממילא, woman number one can be tailor in woman number two. But, if woman number two doesn't go to imokim where people are making in דמתיה, say לך נאמש, she remains us. She remains us. All right. So the Ramban is chilek in regard to the case where the beged was worn, the beged on which a kesef was found was worn by woman number one and by woman number two, who is bimeiteya. But in regard to the case where woman number two is iktano, shel roasom liomeo, so then the Ramban is not chilek. Now the question is, over there, it's certainly osir. It's certainly osir. And the Raima Chite is that this is osir mitzat takones chachme admore, not just mitzat takones hagen. According to the Rambam, so the takone of chachme admore, Rabbi Seinu, osru, boil bilas mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, it only applies, this takone of the Chachmei Admore applies only to a narrow shelorasov v'isavir. It doesn't apply to iktano. Mashenkein, according to the Raivet and the Rambam, so it applies into iktano. So, Monef Shachim, the Rambam is chilek on the Raivet in respect to Yemiteya, because he holds that it's part and parcel of the Takon of Reb Zeire, so Mimele. They are both equal, so we say my Chosis, so woman number one cannot be Taylor in woman number two, who is Yemiteya, so he certainly should be Chele in the case where woman number two is Iktano, Shelro Asodami Yomero. So true, according to the Dinamishne, she's with Teres anyway, even if she'll have a real flow. But according to the Takones Chachmei Admore, so it's only Beil Bilas Mitzvah or Peireis. So she will not be with Teres anyway. So by being Taylor on her, we are actually Mikalkala. So how is it the Ramban is not Chelik on that? The answer is because over there is an additional reason as to why we should be Taylor in the psulo, in the ktano shel roaso, because since she is ktano shel roaso, so the mele in all probability she'll continue seeing dam psulim. So the mele there is a good reason to assume that this kesem emanates from the dam psulim, not from the moker. So that's the reason as to why the Ramban is not chilek in regard to the case where woman number two is ktano. He's only chilek in regard to the case where woman number two is be made here. All right. Now, I think that covers, all the things that the Mechaba doesn't mention and the two mentions. All right. Now, I just want in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, I want to go over the first tas. I said yesterday, we'll go over the first tas. All right. Vim shomu zayim ikim b'seich yudalit l'inkeim. Perush v'leroasa hakeim. So what does the Mechaba say? Achsho b'zman hazeh kol ha'yil d'is chushuv eis yil d'is b'zeim. U'tzchich eis lispei shivo nikim. Nim tzisei ber sheyil ha'zocho yishe v'zayim l'leide. V'zayim l'inkeim v'zive. V'ayil ha'z nikeivo yishe v'zishlayim l'leide. Zayin mikirin is even. Yimileide shem zayin lizochid al vikeive. Yimliro asabeh. Elim lizvira zivos. Vim shom zayin ikim. בשיח ידלת נקבו, הרי זו אסור עד ליל תסבוב. בת ליל תסבוב, ואם טוב, כן לכם לעשות תפילה, בת ליל תסבוב שכן ביטבלס. Why? Because she already counted the Zayinikim. When did she count? When did she realize the count of Zayinikim? In the Dimelayre. Because the Mechaba paskins like Chove. I mean, all the Geshevim pasken like Chove. The only one who doesn't pask like Chove is Rabbetam. So the Mechaba definitely paskins like Chove. Oh, so the Tassel is Perush Liroaso Hakein, not Kois Yudal Linkim. So when the Mechaber says, Vim Shom Zayinikim Sechidal Yom Kevo, that means, let's say, she stopped bleeding the first day of the lady. And then, the second day, from the second day on, so she had clean days. And so she already completed the count of Zayinikim upon the expiration of the 8th day. And then after the 8th day, she didn't see any doubt. So then, the little tesvov, she can be developed, she materialized the Bible. But suppose, after the 8th day, she sees dam, so then she cannot be developed. In other words, the taz is chilek and the bach. I didn't have any time to go over on the two of the machlekes between the Bis Yosef and the bach. So he's chilek and the bach. So, perush v'liroa asakein. At least you don't link him. The Roa saw Aritzriho Leshem Zainikim Chodosh, Mahmasisiria Mikia Humred Rabzere, Sheikh Mirob Nisisoil Al Atzmo, Afilurei Stipesdam Kehado, Yeshle Zainiki, Yeshle Zainiki, Veilema Dvorim, the Dvorim Kozelo Yachmir Al Atzmo, Kim Shane Damides Veloizives, who she takes that as the sheet of the Bach. And he's matzik on the Bis Yosef. He's matzik on the Bis Yosef because the Bis Yosef says what the Torah says. The Bis Yosef says that mitzad the takone of Echnes Yisroel Echmir al Atzmo even Yemiteya. So if they have to count Zayinikim for Iriya, that takes place in Mitea, so certainly they have to count Zayinikim for Iriya that takes place in the Yemitumas Lady, even after the she already counted 7 clean days. Let's say, suppose she's a Yeledes Nikim. She's a Yeledes Nikim. And she stopped bleeding the first day. Then, from the second day and the 8th day, she had 7 clean days. She had 7 clean days. And then, let's say on the 14th day, she had the Rias Dam. For a moment. It didn't last into the Yemitea. For a moment. So the Bis Yosef says that now that Neis Yisroel Echmir Al Atzmo, to count Zayinikim, even an Iriye in Yemiteya, so Mimele, she will not be able to be Tiveles on the night of the 15th. Even though she bled, she had Iriyas Dam in the morning of the 14th for a moment, and she immediately stopped bleeding. So the night of the 15th, she cannot be Tiveles. She'll have to count Zayinikim, and then upon for the Riyas Dam that took place in the morning of the 14th, on the morning of the 13th, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Even though it didn't continue into the 15th, the night of the 15th. You see, the two discusses the case where it didn't stop, the two. So, the two, Daf Ayin Gimel, on the base, so he says, on the third line, V'minereya v'seich zayin shel me'aleide, eilun l'isvira zayin mikim, afil yodla mikim, v'liroa asom zayin yom v'rishenim, v'yolu So we explain the Rambam not on the basis of the Shittas Arif, according to the Maram Rutenberg's Pshat in the Arif, but on the basis of the Rambam Shite that we are mechuyev, even on a Riyah Yimeteya, we are mechuyev to count Zayniki. So since we develop Lachi Yedalet, Afiloi Posko, so the Ramban says, yes, he says. And the Rosh, when he says, the Torah mentions that in the name of the Rosh, so as the Bais Yosef points out, he has the Rosh, the first Shita is the Shita of the Rosh. And the Rosh goes according to the Shita that Rias Damteyar is not Tomen Mitzadin in the Gemara, but only Mitzad Minek. So he says it, Bimokeim, he applies to it, he has reference to it, to the Mikemes, where they are not Machmir and Damteyar. So Memele, he says, so Viteveles Lachal Yudalet Afil Loi Posko. In those Mikemes, who are not Machmir. So Baramban Kosav Shesiseres, because even though it happens to be a mokim or the natmachmir, it doesn't depend upon minek, because it's part and parcel of the takonah from Zeire. So whether in the particular mokim they are machmir, the natmachmir, doesn't make any difference. So that's in the case where it's loy posko. The question, there is a machleket between the Bais Yosef and the Bach. Suppose it's a mokim. I mean, in other words, in the mokim where they are machmir. And so then, if she counted Zayinikim in the Yimei Leide, or in the Yimei Leide, let's say she stopped bleeding the first day, she's a Yoledes Nekevo, and she counted Zayinikim from the second day of the Leide till the eighth day, inclusive, and then she had the Rias Dam on the 13th, the 14th. But she stopped bleeding. And then it's imokim where they are machmir and riyas damteya. And then she stopped bleeding. So before the 14th day terminated, so she already was pisekes miliris. Can she be tivelas in imokim where they are machmir and damteya? So the Bais Yosef says, no, she cannot be tivelas, because monefshech, if it's a mokim where they're machmir and damteya, so either whether it's based upon the takones rabzeire, or because of takones againim, or because of minek, it doesn't make any difference. But if the fact is that they count zayinikim for any riyas dam that takes place in Meteya, so they certainly have to count Zaynikim for Rias Dam that takes place in the Yimei Tumas Leide. It's a Kalvachemer. The Bais Yosef doesn't say it's a Kalvachemer of logic, but the Taz says it's a Kalvachemer of logic. Why? Because if from the point of view of Bnei Yisroel Echmirat, so they have to count Zaynikim and Rias Dam Toye on Yimei Teya, so it's Dam Toye. Certainly, Rias Dam Yimei Tumas Leide, which is Dam Tome. So they certainly should have to count Zayinikim. That's the Bais Yosef Shita. The Bach says no. That even from the point of view of Bnei Yisroel Echmiru Atzmo, whether it's based upon Takones Hamzeire, Takones Hageini, or Minek, but that only applies to Rias Dam Yimei Teya. So even though Mitzad Adin, it's Dam Toya, but because of Bais Yisroel Echmiru Atzmon, it's Tomei. Mashein Kein Rias Dam, in Yemei Tumas Leide, so it doesn't accomplish anything. True, it's Tomei. It's Dam Tomei Midraise. But it's Dam Tomei Midraise, because she's Meyo Kol Yudalit Yem anyway. even if she doesn't see that. So it seems this Riyah is not mechadish anything. So even from the point of view of Nitzisroel Achmiru Atzmon, so she doesn't have to count Zayniki. In other words, the Bach, who usually is a big machmir in Ilches Nideh, so here he's making. Here he says that even according to the Ramban, that Akone of Rav Zeir applies to Riyas Damtoyer also, Damteyer also. So it's only so she has to count Zaynikin if the Yildes had the Riyas Dam in the Yemiteya. But suppose the Yildes, she was a Yildes Nikevo, and she stopped bleeding immediately on the first day, and she counted Zaynikin from the second to the eighth day, and then on the 13th or the 14th she had the Riyas Dam and she stopped bleeding, so she can be Tiveles in the night of the 15th Mitaras Levayel, because Rab Zeire only had reference to a Riyas Dam that can be Mechadish something. Mashinkin a Riyas Dam in Yeritumas Leide, she has it in Nido anyway, whether she sees or she doesn't see. So Mimele, even if she saw, it doesn't do anything. This is the Bach's one. But so the Taz is Chayim, so that's why the Taz says, Peirush v'l'ruas ha'akin ha'klis yudal g'lin kevo. D'l'ruas ha'ritzri cholishim zayin nikim mechodosh machvasei seriyya mekeyachum red Rav Zeire she'achmir opnis Yisroel al atzmon afil reis tipes dam kechardo yeshe zayin nikim ve'in leim advorim kozelo yachmir al atzmon kim she'ini dam nidus v'lo yzivus, because she is Tmeyo anyway. That's the Bach's from this. Zeinei. The Kosva Apeiskim Danato B'Shim Ramban B'Shiosim B'Shim Shoposkim She'in Be'alim Al Damteya B'Ki Achumret Rab Zeire V'Osom Havelei Afilu Damteya V'Kolshkim She'in Rol Nidil Rizive Kmo Shikosva Ram Perk Zayin V'Afilu Ochen Oag B'Yisa B'Shim Chuvre Zeis Kalvachim Al Yis Kalvachim Rav Laji Kalvachim Al Yidam Tomei She'u Rua She'u Reye B'Shavu Asheini Shal Mikeve De Aval Pi De Shavu Arishaino Hoyo Bin Kies V'Olo Limi En Zayin Mikim Atzir Olo Mahmasum Esleine מקומו כמצריך הקן שני ישמח מסריע שניו ולא יתיעדי ומדמתיע ואין ואין להקשיז ממה שכוספתו ואפילו יולדו ניקי ואו לרוע סמזי ניקים הראשיים ויולו סבירה זיבה וירוע סמזי יום השניים אין איסי סרס ויטיבלס לאחרי דלת אפילו לא יפוס עד קלישני הומי רבי מוקים שנוקים לי ולאדם תהיה מטריטיים כמו אישו אמר ביס יוסף הואך עוד מדיקוס אבלית סונד רואה צו מנשן ראייה פעם דטור דטור מנשן זה שיטס הראש so the Ramban says that she has to count Zayniki but the first Moshe says and that she doesn't have to count Zayniki and the tour has reference to the case where she saw after she finished counting Zayinikim in the Yemelede, so she had her ears down, so we see that she doesn't have to count Zayinikim. So the answer is that this Rosh has reference to the places where they are not Machmir and Damtoya. So mainly they're not Machmir, so the Kones Rav Zeire has no application to it. And even there is no takonis again mila, it's a question of minek. So in the mikemes where they're not machmir and riyas dam teya, some mele, they don't have to be machmir and riyas dam tome in the meleide. Homai rebi mokim shenoagim libra dam teya mitrei time kushava bis yosef hoyachad mikos avul posko hashem is dafu posko mikol mokim otzri cholei shem zayin nikim mikiruyo horiyo shor shavu hasheni vechim kosa bis yosef elo shemiri chomin zal kosa dechum red reb zeire nishayochal bidam ruul nis lizive avul bidam shor shavu hasheni shor yeres nekeim lishay rechum reb zeire umshimoche kosa dafleison שנמביאו על דמתיה, שייך הדין שכוס ועטור בראש, דימה שהורי בשבוע השני של נקייבה, אין לסיסרס, ומאירו הוליד בייל אחר השבוע השני של ירלס, אף על פי שרוע עשו בשבוע השני, כיוון של ירוע עשו בשבוע הראשינו, ודברי תימי, די Vim elas como que trabzeira lhe dá meia, shoe ele chaya com lhes visíveis, vi eles a mesa de toio lhe gamre, im colze, ou se lhe vel bidam teia, me colch lhe dá mexer já vou a cheia, se dá metomio, se só lhe quer haver. I mean, it seems very poshet like the Taz and the Yosef, not like the Bach. All right, umashe kosa, meio e chomiza, se quem kosa vavoshi, inscrito bidam ou nida visível e do clau. Schon, die schon kosse war rosch hil gesel do barache, wie zog la haben bezel mein schon bis die pirt diskusi, el di ka achiliku, bi mokim shnei agim hetel li bel dam te yar shai khumre, de gabzeire, afu ma shvo aso, bi shvo a sheni, de hich tas in zayne kin, kin mich se dam shire bi san kin, beyo, abu mokim shin beyo am dam te yabo kashemesh, she tsri kho zayne kin, al ma shire, shire bi shvo a sheni, kem she kosse bis yosef דיברי השוכנו כאן אמורים בלא יראה סובי שיווה השני אך שיוש וזי ניקים וכינו נוחים לבוא I mean the Bach school is very strange I mean to say such a thing that if the Ria takes place in the Meitea where the dam is dam toya where the dam is dam toya mid the Raise and possibly even mid the Rabbonon possibly that mid the Rabbonon according to one Losh and Ramban It's done. So there, she has to count seine key. And where the Ria's dam takes place in Yemelede, where the dam is dam tome mit Reise. So there, she doesn't have to count seine key. Very strange what the Bach says. All right, now, I just want, in respect to the Aloch and the Yerushalmi that I mentioned, the Yerushalmi that I mentioned the Gemara said the Rabbonon say that even if a woman is mapeles after memye but if it is kinmin if the tzure of the ponim is kinmin behim or chayo behim doesn't have a tzura sodom in any way so then she's not married but the Torah says We are not keen in determining whether the fetus had the facial features of a human being or not. So mamela we are machmi, as long as there is a possibility that the fetus is 40 days old. But if it had been determined without a shadow of a doubt that the fetus is more than 40 days old, but the facial feature of the fetus is not of a human being, so then she's not merely. And we saw from the Yerushalmi in the day that the Yerushalmi applies it even to a child that was born. A child that is born. So the Yerushalmi says, if we understand the Yerushalmi Kipshutei and the Rosh in his Perush and Gemara Daf Chof Gimel or Mubeis, so he explains the Yerushalmi Kipshute and the Prichodosh in Yilcheshchite Simen Yud Gimel also understands the Yerushalmi Kipshute. The Primigodim in the Psiche, in other words, Yerushalmi says that if a woman gave birth to a child whose face is of a human being and whose goof is of a behemoth, so that